Let's do a little sports, shall we? For the first time in the NBA's 65-year history, apparently, I say this with complete authority, this will be the first time in the NBA's 65-year history that none of the teams that I will mention will be in the playoffs. The LA Lakers, the Boston Celtics, or the New York Knicks.
Interesting.
For the first time in NBA history, these three teams...
One of these three teams will not be in the playoffs.
Isn't that interesting? Celtics have won 17 championships. Lakers have won 16. The Knicks have only won two. But they've been in the playoffs 42 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the Bucks, of course, are not in the playoffs, but they did clinch the number one chance in the draft lottery. They're going to have the worst record in the league. They'll have a 25% chance with the ping pong balls to get the number one pick in the NBA draft.
Is that really a consolation? When you suck so bad, you're the worst in the league, and your consolation is, hey, at least we get to pick good next year.
Well, that's, I mean...
That depends from one year to the next. It depends on what the draft looks like.
It's a deep draft this year, but a lot of people suggest that they need to revamp this so that there's not such an incentive to tank at the end of the season and lose as many games as possible.
So if you know you're not in the shot, just go ahead and sandbag them? You think they do that? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's happening.
That was the stupid sports question of the day, by the way.
The NBA is the only sport that I know of. Well, and maybe sometimes in the NHL, where announcers will be watching the game. You'll hear the radio play-by-play, or you'll hear it on television, and they'll say towards the end, as one team's fallen behind by 20 or 25 points, well, that was kind of a low-effort night from whoever. That in the NBA, the travel is grueling.
Yeah.
The season is probably much longer than it should be.
Yeah.
And that there are some nights when an NBA team, say, is on the third city of three games in the row on the road.
And playing back-to-back nights.
When you get kind of a low-effort night.
Yeah.
I mean, but what, like, in NFL football, it would be unthinkable to say, well, the Packers are kind of a low-effort Sunday. The fans go ballistic. No-effort Sunday. But
no.
In the NBA, you get that all the time.
You thought we had heard enough of Michael Phelps, did you? No. He announced yesterday he's coming out of retirement.
Is he going to try to get in shape and take a shot at Rio, really?
He said he has not explicitly said that he's gearing up for the 2016 Olympics in Brazil. But why else would he be coming out of retirement? Okay.
Well, doing the Subway commercials isn't enough. He's bored, maybe.
Bob Bowman, his longtime coach, says, I think he's just going to test the waters. He's going in.
Test the waters, nice.
Well, he's going to do an event coming up here in April.
Arizona, yeah.
Yeah, in Mesa. And his coach said he's going to test the waters and see how it goes. I wouldn't say it's a full-fledged comeback. I read a little bit more of it and said that he's good enough to compete as far as good enough shape. But he's not good enough. He's not Olympic good yet. He's not Michael Phelps good.
Right.
But he's in good enough shape to compete. He's going to jump in the water and, hit the deep end and see what happens.
If not, he'll be training in Colorado. It'll all be good. No, but you've already won gold in many Olympic events.
And, he
didn't win all of his events. He won most of his events. But why would you go through the comeback if it's not? It's...
Absolutely,
gold,
that's what it,
gold or bust, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine that there's any other reason, any other incentive, unless he wants to clear his name, with the pot stigma.
He did that after the.
Yeah, that was afterwards.
He had the Olympics after the pot incident. That's gonna. You're gonna let that dog him for the rest of his career, what he does.
Well, I'm not gonna listen. You have to pay the price for the mistakes that you've made. Letting people off without the shame of the mistakes that they've made is why we're a weak, wussy society. So, he deserves to be dogged by that.
You know what? And forgiveness is going to come just as our attitudes and our laws change towards pot usage. Time is on his side that someday,
absolutely.
Oh, use pot, no, well, so what? Who cares?
If he comes back strong, and he's already started the Olympic or the six-month trial of being clean, he's got to go through all the competition.
He won at the Olympics after the pot incident.
I understand that.
Okay, that was a long time ago.
I understand
that.
What
is the statute of limitations for being shamed in this situation?
I don't know. But he will always have the stigma of being a pothead. He always will. For those that actually care about these kind of things, people who don't care, it's like, oh, I don't care if you smoke pot. Well, they don't care. Then there is no shame. There is no issue in it at all. But there are some of us who actually, you know, think that it was a bad thing to do. ESPN is saying that the St. Louis Rams are, I think this is sad. All right. It's like, you know how when you have somebody that comes up and tells you a joke that they've heard somewhere else and they try and come off as it's their joke, but you listen to it and go, I already heard this joke. Somebody other comedian did this and it's not funny. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. St. Louis Rams are now offering $100,000 to anyone that can guess their 2014 schedule with 100% accuracy. Hello. We've already had this trick done.
Well, a lot of football fans are interested in their team's schedule, and the Rams are just putting a little spice into it. But, yeah, but you have to, it's going to be hard. I think I read that this morning. You have to pick the exact dates, which teams they're playing on those dates, where they're playing the games, and on and on and on. So it's going to be pretty difficult. The NFL, somebody had tweeted this week that the NFL was going to release this year's schedule this week. The NFL came out with a tweet from headquarters that said, we are not releasing the schedule this week. And somebody asked them, well, when will you? And they go, we will release the schedule when we release the schedule.
Listen, peon.
Yeah, that's right. Don't, that's right.
You
go
little
away.
People.
Go away. We will let you know when the schedule will be released.
Big event for hotels in the Green Bay area. Their phones ring off the hook the day the Packers schedule comes out.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's a very busy day at the hotel because they have to change their computer reservation systems to put in the 2-day minimum stay so they can fleece everyone who comes into Green Bay to see a game at Lambeau Field.
That sucks out loud. You know, I got caught in that. I was traveling one time, and I wanted to stay in Savannah. I was rolling through Savannah, Georgia, and I thought, you know what? Savannah's a nice little town. I'm going to pull in there, and I'm going to stay. There was some event going on in every hotel. From the no-tell motel all the way up to a 4-star, 5, whatever. Well, there, you know, there is a 2-night stay. So I'm not staying tonight. I'm rolling out at 6 a.m. No, I'm sorry, sir. That's the way it is. So you'd rather
the big golf tournament or the big whatever it is.
I think Paula Deen was having some kind of butter fest. I don't know what it was.
We have had hotels in Green Bay that are overbuilt, that have rooms that are never used except when the Packers are playing home games.
Yeah.
I went to a company event in Green Bay. I got there late at night, and I told the lady at the Howard Johnson's, which is kind of a mid-level hotel, said, can you give me a room in like a quiet part of the hotel?
No,
said, no problem, Mr. Conley. I think I had the entire wing to myself.
Oh, nice.
And they probably get 60 or 80 rooms in this part of the hotel. Yeah, we use them on those 10 select weekends a year when the Packers are playing.
And that, I guess that pays the rent. I guess it's enough to pay the rent. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, therefore, that is your sports.
An ice cream company, I can't say which one, but an ice cream, I actually can't because I don't know, but an ice cream company, there is an ice cream company that's making a new ice cream that contains Viagra. I know! Well, we're having ice cream for dessert, then we're having dessert. Ice cream Viagra?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's play what will they call the ice cream Viagra?
Oh, that's a good
one. All right, because I've got a good one.
Okay, all right.
After that, we're on our own.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
Ice cream Viagra. May it be called Hubby's Chubby?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I like that.
All
How
right.
about, chocolate chip cookie? Oh. Baskin Throbbin.
Baskin Throbbin.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.